Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners.
Hello, I'm Kathy Woosterbarth. I live in Oscoda, where I was raised by my parents, former Oscoda High School educators Tom and Mary Coulon. Hopefully by now, you've heard that large plumes of groundwater under and around the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base are contaminated with chemicals, PFAS and PFOA, once used to put out fires. A year ago, the District Health Department encouraged Oscoda residents to form a citizens group as a way for residents to collectively voice their questions and concerns about these chemicals in their water. We did this forming an action group called NOW, which stands for Need Our Water. I'm the co-leader of that group. This week, we learned that the federal government, including the EPA, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Office of Management and Budget, are withholding information in a study conducted by a branch of the CDC. Emails between those agencies said releasing the information would cause a, quote, public relations nightmare, because the levels of PFAS the EPA currently says is safe is probably 6 times too high. Our government knowingly suppressed information critical to safeguarding our health, the health of our children, the health of pregnant women, because it would make the government look bad. Is it any wonder we don't blindly trust what our government is telling us, especially in Michigan? Is it any wonder why nearly everyone who learns that the government did this says they're not surprised? We have been deceived once again. And today, 7 days after learning about this suppressed study, it still has not been released. We demand our government do the right thing and release that report today. As Americans, we have a right to see this information. We have a right to know if our water is safe to drink and a right to know if it isn't. We have also an obligation, each and every one of us, to protect our children, our families, our communities, the water we swim in, the fish we eat, and the deer we hunt. We are doing what the government is failing to do, and we are holding them accountable. The people in NOW are advocating for you and working every day to fix this tragic situation. We're talking to researchers, government agencies, other action groups and communities across the country that have this same chemical in their water. We want you to join us. We want to hear from you. We have a Facebook site where you can see what we're doing and you can tell your story. Together, we can make a difference. I'm Kathy Woosterbarth, and that's Need Our Water's Point of View.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.